Well, in the continuing series on SBS called Struggle Street, we'll hear tonight a story centering on Norma, a big-hearted soul who has six children of her own and who gives shelter to others, being evicted from her Housing Commission home in Queensland. When a large Indigenous family has to be dispersed to find temporary accommodation, a cycle of dispossession can ensue. I asked Julie Nimmo, producer of the program, who's just done a follow-up for NITV's The Point, due to air on Wednesday night, just how people could end up in this situation.
Where have we come in society when women and children are evicted from Housing Commission? It's run by the government. But as the paperwork shows, there was a number of complaints for noise, for people arguing in the house, that type of thing. For some, I think, fighting was mentioned as well. And there were a number of times where either Norma called the police to her house for support or other neighbours called the police, because Norma had an open house for children, other children and young people who were vulnerable, who didn't have a home to go to. So sometimes there would be a fracas. And it was a combination of both Norma and neighbours calling the police for support through a particular period. And during one of the visits, I think the police discovered a water pipe for cannabis usage, and there was a small amount of cannabis. And so one of the daughters was charged.
And was she underage, that daughter?
I believe she was an adult.
Okay.
And that snowballed, all of which is in the Struggle Street episode that everyone can watch on Tuesday night, episode number one. But there was a cascading effect where it must have reached a tipping point for the Department of Housing. And then once Norma was served a notice of eviction, she appealed the eviction and went to the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal, but they upheld the eviction. And what then happens is the police come and enforce the eviction. So there was quite a large number of police who turned up to enforce the eviction effective immediately. What we learned is that the police were telling everybody that they had to get out there and then, and they were literally trying to pack bags. They were walking into their driveway with all of their possessions, like a TV. The little boy had his favourite blankie. It was winter, and that's where they were left, on the driveway.
Norma has obviously been a big-hearted person who has been a halfway house for a lot of people who are in strife one way or the other. There's a lot of people, there's not a lot of knock-on effects here, and what do you do when you're out of house and home? It's a bit of a deadly spiral, isn't it?
It is, and home is the base from which everything springs. Can you imagine how hard it is to get your children to school, for instance, for older children to go off to work when you don't have a place to call your own? So for a period there, the little children did miss out on some school. The family did have to break up so that they could disperse and go in smaller numbers to family members. Because Norma has six children, plus herself, so a family of seven, effectively, and they all separated from each other. So not only did they have the traumatic impact of the police eviction, they were no longer connected, sleeping under the same roof.
And it's difficult for often Aboriginal families when they are dispersed. They don't have the support that other people sometimes have, and their families are so important to them.
Yeah.
You know, how do you recover from this sort of thing, particularly if you're a child? It can create a downward spiral, can't it?
Yeah, of course. The youngest in the house was eight at the time of the eviction. So who can say at this point how deep an impact it's had on the little children? I think it will take a long time for people to read and interpret exactly how hurt the kids are by what happened. But we did a follow-up story with the children, and although on the face of everything they seem okay, they're back to school, playing sport, lovely, happy little children, but when asked what they think of the police, they quickly volunteered that they don't like the police. They think they're rude. And if they were in trouble, they would not call the police. I mean,
it starts this poisonous relationship, which becomes quite circular, doesn't it?
Yes, and who knows what that will grow into later when they're young adults. But one hopes there's an intervention so that they can begin to develop a healthy relationship with the police and authorities. But where we are today, as the vision shows in Struggle Street, it's a very traumatic scene.
Yeah, and as you say, it generally requires people to break up, because if you land on someone's doorstep and say, hey, can you give me a bed for the night, they might go, sure, that's fine. When you land on someone's doorstep, you know, and there's seven of you, you don't have that many beds.
Exactly.
So it's not
really,
as easy, is it?
Really, you know, yeah. Difficult situation. And what we learned from Norma in our program for The Point is that she's really, it's all very fresh and raw for her. She is a very strong person and very resilient, and all of her children are very strong and resilient and hopeful people. But it's definitely left some wounds, and we had a fantastic conversation about where the panelists think that the problems are and where we think we need to refine systematic processes to ensure the end goal is we keep this family housed and we keep the children at school, and whatever it takes, that's the aim.
Co-producer of NITV's The Point, Julie Nimmo, ending that report. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on Community and Indigenous Radio.